This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, in studio with me today, in for Andy Baskin. He's going to help us break it all down. I'm Jeff Phelps. DR's here. Meredith is behind the glass. And Matt Corelli taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Daryl, they have to answer questions about each one of these guys. And obviously, you're not going to do it in OTAs. But I'm going to throw the questions that need answered about each one of these guys to you. And then I want us to bounce back and forth with this and just have a little discussion about each guy.
You want me to have answers after one OTA practice?
No, I want you to give predictions to me.
Oh, predictions.
Basically your thoughts about how this might play out.
I'm very good at predictions, except for when it comes to picking lottery numbers.
Yeah, I know. I bought one today. I'm not going to win. There are questions about each one of these guys. To me, each one of these quarterbacks has intriguing things about him. Each one. And each guy has huge question marks that make me wonder a little bit. And let's start with the veterans on this, okay? What is Kenny Pickett? Is Kenny Pickett a guy who was a first-round draft choice with a record of 15-10 as a starter, who had fourth-quarter comebacks and game-winning drives in Pittsburgh in an offense that was so bad that the offensive coordinator got fired, and was able to kind of rise above that and do some good things? Or was he a first-round pick by a team that was desperate for a quarterback and overdrafted him in a bad quarterback draft, and then wasn't good enough to make them not sign Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and then just go ahead and trade him when he asked to be traded, and he goes to Philadelphia and maybe is on the path to being a career backup? What is he? What are the Browns going to discover?
I think he's a combination of both. And I'm not ducking the premise of the question, but I think he's a combination of both. He has to prove himself as a starter. I think that there is something there. He talked about this on Wednesday too, in his time with Pittsburgh. He found ways to win games. It wasn't pretty, but when the game was on the line, he just seemed to find a way in those final 5 minutes to make just enough plays to barely win the game.
On a team that offensively was not very good.
Right, and as you mentioned, O Canada is no longer there, yeah. And there's a reason for that, right? And you would think that, you know, Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski, a little bit of an upgrade there.
You would think so? You would hope so.
But, you know, I've been saying quite a bit, tongue-in-cheek this offseason, how the Browns love themselves some Kenny Pickett. And I'm trying to figure out why that is. And maybe it is because they recognize the situation he was in with the Steelers, the type of offense that he was in. But they looked at those fourth quarters and were saying to themselves, look
what he did.
In spite of all of this other stuff surrounding him, okay, yeah, the tape isn't pretty, but kid went out and just found a way ultimately to get it. Because there's only one statistic that matters. It's not your completion percentage. It's not your touchdown to interception ratio. It's wins and losses.
He's 15-10 as a starter.
I know. And there's people say, well, wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. Well, yeah, they are.
They kind of are.
Yeah. You know, Joe Flacco, 5-1 as a Browns regular season starting quarterback. 5-2 if you include the playoffs. Or 4-1, I should say. 4-2 if you include the playoffs. But I don't know. That's a pretty good winning percentage for me. 2-1 ratio.
Everybody hangs their hat on that with Joe here.
I know.
So you got to give Kenny Pickett credit for that as well.
Right. So I think that they feel like there is something there that's worth exploring. They gave up nothing to get him.
No.
Okay. They're getting a look-see at a guy who's in his fourth year. Yeah.
Which is really young. He's still only, what, 25 years old?
Yeah. They declined the fifth-year option because trying to pay him $21 million next year is just actually, it's like stupid football business.
Yep.
So But yeah, you take a look at them. It's worth a peek. Cost you nothing to look. Nothing wrong with that. And I think that's what they're doing. And if they like what they see, they'll give him an opportunity. And if they don't like what they see, we're going to know pretty fast because he's not going to be playing for the Cleveland Browns. He's either not going to be on the team or he's going to be holding a clipboard.
Or traded. Yeah, he could be traded. He could be cut. Or he could just be standing there watching somebody else play quarterback. This one has just separated the fan base. What really is Joe Flacco right now? Is Joe a quarterback who was pretty solid on some really good Baltimore teams, won a Super Bowl MVP? His record there was okay, but the defense got so much credit during his stretch in Baltimore and the running game, and who was great and so entertaining and so much fun in 5 starts in the regular season with the Browns after being out of the NFL? Or is he the guy who sent Baltimore, take out his stint in Cleveland, has a record of 5-18 as a starter? Didn't work with the Jets, didn't work with Denver, didn't work in the stretch in Indianapolis last year where they wanted him to replace Anthony Richardson because Richardson certainly wasn't ready to go. And then they ended up bringing him back because Joe was 2-4 there and it just really wasn't getting done, despite really still being able to throw the football. What is Joe Flacco right now?
I think he's a guy that's on the 18th green. The end is near.
Which is okay because he's 40 years old.
Right.
I get that. And see, that's the thing that keeps sticking with me because we have so many folks who will call and Joe can still throw it, but he throws it all over the place. But if all goes well, he's not the starter here, Darryl. Is he? Because he's 40 years old. You hope one of these young guys jumps up and beats him out and wins the job because that might give you a chance to have somebody long term.
Yeah, this will come across as a dig at Joe, and it's not meant to be.
Because you and I both like him.
Yeah, I love him. I love his professionalism. I love his maturity. I love the way he approaches the game. I love the way he approaches the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Both on the field as well as behind the scenes. I love how he conducts himself in the locker room. I love how players gravitate toward him in the locker room.
And they do.
They do.
Which can't be said about every quarterback that's on the roster.
But I'm also realistic about where he is in his career.
See,
I got to be honest with you.
That's the catch, Darryl.
If he wins the starting quarterback job, the Browns have a problem. And again, I know that comes across as a dig at Joe.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But it's not. But what it means is that Kenny Pickett wasn't good enough to beat him out.
And the kids aren't ready.
Yeah,
and the kids aren't ready.
And again,
and may never be.
Well, I don't know about that.
Exactly. And that's part of the question here.
What you can't do to these kids is put them on the field before they're ready to be put on the field.
We've seen that here. It hasn't worked multiple times.
The next time it works will be the first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's talent there with both of them. Gabriel's got some talent. Shador has talent.
We're going to get to them.
But I'm just, you know, in the overall scope of things, but like if Joe Flacco's winning this quarterback competition, well, I don't know that that's a good thing. And the more I think about it, the benefit of having Joe right now is that Shador and Dylan and Kenny can watch him and how he goes about his daily business. I loved what he said the other day.
He was
about
great,
leadership.
Wasn't he? Yeah, he was really good.
You know, I absolutely, first of all, he said, listen, no matter how I answer this question, it is going to be used against me. You guys are going to write whatever you're going to write, and it's going to get used against me. But for me, leadership is I go out and handle my business professionally, And it's on you to ask the questions. And if you ask the questions, I'll answer them. And it's on you to watch and absorb what I do and copy it. And I'm not, it's not my job to force you to do it. It's not my job to yell at you. It's not my job to tell you what to do. It's your job via basic osmosis to follow my lead. That's how I view mentorship. That's how I view leadership. I thought it was a brilliant, honest, insightful answer.
And I think that's the benefit he brings. Don't you agree with him?
100%.
I do too.
100%. I love Joe Flacco and respect him. But like from a football standpoint, Jeff, you know, his benefit to you right now is showing these kids, this is how I go about my business on the daily, okay? This is how I prepare for practice. This is how I take care of my body in between practice and whatnot. This is how I study the playbook. This is how I study film.
How I conduct myself on the practice field.
How I interact with the media and answer the gotcha questions that are getting thrown at me, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a tremendous value there. I don't know. When I look at where the Browns are at in their team building, status or, you know, state, and especially in the quarterback room, I don't know if playing Joe Flacco accomplishes what you need to accomplish this year, which from my standpoint is you need to find out if any of these kids can play, whether it's Pickett, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Sanders. Like, you've got to come away with some tangible answer. Now, I think you can learn things without, like, for instance, Shadur, and we'll get into him, but like, I don't necessarily think you have to put him on the field to learn, because you're going to see things behind the scenes. You're going to see practice and all that, right? There's stuff you can learn about.
How he is in the meeting.
Right. You can see if there's growth. Like I said, I saw growth between, I saw him practice 3 days, Jeff. Okay. I've seen him practice 3 days total this offseason. And there is a tangible difference between what I saw the first time versus what I see now.
And but that's outstanding.
I don't know if playing Joe accomplishes that. I think his value right now, and he doesn't want to hear it, he's a competitor. He's trying to win this job.
Okay? Can't blame him.
Okay?
It's fun, and there's money to be made.
But I think his biggest value right now is the leadership by example and teaching these kids how it's done by just showing them. And then it's on each of them to take away from that experience, being in that room with him, being in the locker room with him, being on the field with him. It's on them to pick up whatever they need to pick up. I don't know. I mean, you play him, right? If he wins the competition, let's just, to premise your question here, right? Let's say he wins this competition. I think part of that, you can sell that to fans, right? Fans love him.
They remember what he did in 2023. From folks who have called us, most fans would be just fine with that.
They have no problem with Joe Flacco starting week one against the Bengals.
But you and I are in the same spot, because then we would think, all right, you had three guys who either weren't ready or just won't be good enough.
I think they learn more about starting Kenny Pickett week one than they do Joe Flacco.
I agree completely.
And again, I'm not knocking Joe. I'm not criticizing Joe. I'm looking at this from...
You might think Kenny Pickett could be the quarterback long-term here.
Right.
That's the catch.
But if Kenny can't beat Joe out for that job...
Tells you all you need to know.
Tells you what you need to know. Yep. And then your focus goes to, okay, now we've got to get Gabriel and Sanders ready to go.
And see which one might be ready to go. And that's the catch here. Again, I so enjoyed listening to Flacco the other day when he spoke. And I agree with you. What he said was right on the money. I just think there's no upside with Joe. And it's not his fault. He's 40 years old. And though he can still spin it, he hasn't been wildly successful since he left Baltimore. We're in the same boat. I think it's terrific that he's here. If he's on the roster at the beginning of the year, okay, that's fine. But if you're starting him, I think it's a bit of an issue. And to me, it means what you said, mainly that Pickett's not ready to go. Gabriel Sanders, what are those guys? Because, man, there are questions surrounding each one of these guys that if you're a fan, huge, huge, huge upside for each guy. And if you're not, some real glaring things that'll point to why you're not. We're going to dig into it next on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl, in for Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.